Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our spring equinox edition of Animal World. Fresh off the love train. Woo! We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio, which means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream, go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link, upper right side, and that will click you through the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen in the upper left, and then Listen Online. You'll have the link you need to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and look at the first post, the honeybee in the palm. Leave those dandelions alone. That's their first line of food for the season. Please don't use insecticide. Don't want to kill off the honeybees. All righty. Woohoo! Man, I am so wired. I'm not often affected to where I'm really aware of astrological energy. But I'll tell you what, the full moon, this equinox and all that energy, I started feeling it Friday evening. And it's like I've been wired ever since. And I really should not have the energy I do right now or be as awake as I am. Because it's affected my sleep patterns and all that sort of stuff. I could have stayed up for this whole weekend and not gone to bed Friday or Saturday. But so, Natasha, before we get back to Cindy, what the heck is going on astrologically?
We right now have a planet in a certain spot that it's creating this awareness of walking forward. It's making a clearer path on getting organized. It's kind of like the organizing spot.
All right, I'm feeling that too. It's time to get there some stuff.
I listen to my astrologer, and she does human design. So the gate that this planet is sitting at is the gate of organization or energy or productivity, I'm going to call it. And so with that, because I too, like yesterday, I got almost everything done on my list, and it was including things that I don't do well, emails and you know, paperwork. So it's there, and it's going to continue for about another couple days.
Okay.
And so ride this ride. Use it well, and it's actually wonderful that it's happening in the spring equinox. It is just amazing it's amazing what the planets and the stars and the universal love
does for
us. All
right, just so you know, everybody, Cindy is out in the country, and cell reception's not great, and we've lost her right now, but... and she didn't have any more questions.
No,
so.
But I do have information.
Okay, so... when you said no more questions, Nathan, does that mean you think Cindy's still listening, or do we know?
Probably. I would assume so.
Yeah.
She may not have radio reception, though. She doesn't have phone reception right now, but I'll pass it on. So anyway, what more did you get over?
Okay,
over the
so
break?
Sometimes when reading someone who has blocks up, it is really hard to get through to them. And for me... I mean, maybe another medium could have read something real easily, but for me, there was a block up for me reading the cat. So I went in, I tried to go in different doors, windows, and that kind of thing. And so what I got was that talking with a part of her that I am pregnant. And I am going crazy trying. I'm just going crazy, she said. And things, I'm trying to know that I'm safe. I was talking with a part of her higher self. I finally got a thread to her higher self. And she says that I'm trying. I know I'm safe, but I don't know that I'm safe. There's a part of her that knows that she's safe, but she doesn't know. And she's just trying not to go crazy right now.
Okay. Stacy, you have Cindy's number. Will you please call her and leave a message? Because she probably won't pick up if the
set. I called her a little bit ago after she hung up.
Okay.
She just didn't have any other questions.
Right. But I want you to call her. I want you to call her and let her know that Natasha found another way in to talk to Crystal.
And we're getting
a confirmation on the pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And that I will, Natasha's telling stuff to me, and tell Cindy I'll call her after the show.
And you can have this.
But I just don't want her to be real disappointed because she's positive this cat is pregnant. But now Natasha found a door in to talk to the cat, and we're getting confirmation on that.
Okay.
So I just want you to relieve Cindy's concern and tell her I'll call her because we got more info. Okay.
And then
I'm good. The good, you know, I'm not good at the TNR and all this feral and all that kind of stuff. Okay. Because all this stuff happened before I was out in the field, you know, after I was out in the field and did this kind of work. But when I was a kid, it was before we were irresponsible humans and didn't, you know, and had an overpopulation problem. So we would always, my cat got to have litter after litter, and I'm real good at birthing and raising kittens and all of that. So I'll be able to coach her through that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'll call her after the show and we'll talk about setting things up.
Yeah. Cool. No, it would be good for if this mother could be motherly and then the kittens come in, you know, being handled and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm, but as soon as those kittens don't need, the health of this cat needs to be outside.
Well, see, I think this is all being guided. I think it's going to work. I think Cindy's cat, Cindy is convinced Lucky's one of the kittens in this cat's belly now. You know, her cat that's been with her twice, and we've been looking. That's why how we ended up in this situation.
Yeah. That's why I went to channel writing, because sometimes when things are going on, that sometimes you just got to get out of the way and
and
do that. So
at least see it this way. If we keep even though the cat's uncomfortable being confined, she can have the litter and raise her kittens, and Cindy can domesticate the kittens and keep the kittens, and then obviously we continue to work with Meow, because then they can all be spayed and neutered. And stay, you know, can either go to the shelter for placement or, you know, but I assume that Cindy will want them all, they can all stay. I mean, you know, she's got acres and acres and barns, and it can be, she can have a wonderful rodent patrol. Of course, then we got all the other ones. We've got to attract and TNR them. Cindy could be cat headquarters in the Salton Basin, but at least they'll all be spayed and neutered. Yay! So we're learning a lot about that. And anything else you want to tell us about what you're getting about?
No,
Cindy
I'll
and the
write
kitty,
it down,
or,
and then
you'll
you
give
can
it
get,
to
you,
me.
You can even give this paper to her. And,
super. Yeah. Okay, excellent. All righty then. Now let's see. I just want to say that we have to try something new. So how about, did y'all know that our wonderful call screener Stacy Buck is here?
Good morning, Martha.
And we've been getting some music for it. I thought Stacy was going to say something first.
No, I
was on your page, but just not the right page. All right, let's get some music on.
Here's my number.
Wrong one. Oh, maybe I really am not on the right page.
Oh, we got him again. Woohoo!
We changed it up.
That was one of the options, though. Yes. But we actually came up with something else here. See if I can get a refresh. This is actually going to take me a moment here.
I noticed that too. Oh, see, he's blushing. See, we did catch him. Well, but see, we have to know the Godfather is not perfect. So, see, we have to have these little things so we can remind him.
Okay, here's a new one.
Blondie. That is the one I was thinking about.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blondie's cool.
Yeah, yeah. That okay. I like that. So we have a winner?
We have a winner.
Blondie's Call Me. It's now Stacy's. All right, so we got the Godfather and Blondie in the studios here. I guess I was gonna say I don't have any music, but
well,
it's all my music.
The show theme, I guess we could
have I have my Red Robin, but that's it's my show, so it's all my music.
It's all your music.
Of course we need some woo-woo music for Natasha, don't you think?
Then that means we're gonna have to get some for Nels Rasmussen
and
Walter
Stoffel,
and everybody's gonna need music.
Do you know what my song is?
Oh.
How Do You Love by Shinedown.
Mm.
That's my song.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, I think we already got that figured out. That was easy.
Yep. How do you love?
It ain't quite woo woo, though. But.
Well, yeah. Never mind. Anyway. Okay. Well, let's see what else I have on the. Now, did you We covered the astrological basis, okay?
Yes.
It's just kind of, it's crazy. The energy's way up there. There's lots going on, so it's not just you. And the organization, because that's what I was feeling last night. It was, oh, I got to do that. I got to. Yeah, and for a couple more days, take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get stuff done. Sounds
well,
good.
I know on Thursday when I walked around my morning scenarios that I did, I saw the principals of our school with their hands on their cheeks going, oh my gosh. And I said, by the way, it's a full moon on Friday tonight and tomorrow. And they go, oh, that makes total sense. But this full moon on Thursday, I don't know how many moody kids and wanting to have fights were in our school. And it was a crazy day. And then it was calm on Friday. It was weird how it was like this and then that. But everything was in the mirror. Everything was in the mirror. Like I was talking with someone and he was very mad. And I said, you can be mad, but you can't retaliate. And he, all of a sudden he had, I didn't retaliate. That meant this. That meant that. That meant this other. I didn't do this. And that means that I get to do. I mean, he had the big ahas. And that's what basically these planets are showing us. Is the more if something triggers us, what are the threads that if we don't react in the old way can help us do in our newer self? How can we change our old patterns to be who we are, be angry, be sad, be what we are, but it's how do we interact with the others? How do we interact with our old patterns to change them to be the better self?
Yeah. I had an experience with that with, I follow, Paramahansa Yogananda, and I had a little message from him because that same topic came up, and I don't know whether it was a class or teaching or something I was doing this with, but I was working on changing an immediate response that I have to something. Mm-hmm. And what I got from Master was, okay, when that happens and the response is, he says, consciously count to three.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, that lets me know that you are working on it and it will give me a chance to shift the energy and I'll take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I found, wow, and that really so that the if it happens, if I read the 1, 2, 3, it's amazing. It's completely shifted by the time I get to three. So that reaction isn't even.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's lots of little techniques you can use.
There is. And there's more that happened in that, but because of confidentiality, I wanted to honor that. But basically when I was with him, I stood in that moment of being a mirror and count when I said, you can be angry.
Yeah.
And I slowed myself down and it really helped him shift where he was at. And it was neat to see the aha. It was like magic. It was magic.
Of course, also you can give him a release. I mean, that's, go scream in a pillow, punch a punching bag, jump up and down and yell and shake it out. But you don't have to retaliate.
Well, it's
great for them to consciously override. That's
Well, and that's the thing is a lot of us don't honor where we're at. It's the honoring we need to do, yet not be in reaction. Honor, but go into interaction instead of reaction. And it's a practice. It's a practice, like counting to three, breathing, and a slow breath is the count to three. It's amazing how everything kind of comes back to three.
Well, it's my understanding the whole universe is based on the three.
One and three. Mm-hmm.
Which is why spirits, I've told this, I don't know, for a very long time, but that the universal energy is all based on three.
Mm-hmm.
And, 3, 6, 9, 12 and that sort of thing. And that's what the message, I can't remember where it came from spiritually. I was told at the time that is why the metric system will never take over the planet, will never be used universally. Because the way we do it, inches, feet, yards, is based in the threes.
Mm-hmm.
Metric system is not. And isn't that interesting? So and it's got there was a push at one time, to shift everything, but that went away. But anyway, I was told that's the reason. So, does that resonate with you?
I'm not attached to that, but
Anyway, it's all based in three, and that's what resonates with the planet and the universe, you know, in this space and time.
Yes.
So we are actually more in alignment with that, with the way that we measure things. So yeah, that's interesting.
It's interesting because I have threes a lot. Even my house number is 9636.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's based in threes. So it's interesting when the universe does that to you.
All right, so a little bit of follow-up. We haven't been able to talk about this, but Stacy, I just have an unhappy smiley face, an upside-down frown when it comes to animal TV. I have not, in the last few weeks, I haven't found anything. It's just been all zoo shows on...
TV has been...
And I don't watch the zoo shows unless... I'll watch Crikey, It's the Irwins, because the zoo energy is different in Australia and New Zealand, but... otherwise I just don't resonate with that stuff. And none of my favorite shows have been running at all. So have you found anything animal TV?
The last thing I saw was that, I can't think of anything. The dogs, the ones, you know, the parolees. Yeah. So they finished filming.
Okay. So,
so they should be showing it. It usually takes a few months, but the critter, the two vets from the South, Critter something. They're showing little snippets of it last night, so I think they're about to have a new season.
Yeah, well, if you think about it, you know, we were shut down, you know, a lot of shows, it takes about a year to get them back on.
That's
and
true,
if you're
yeah.
thinking, they were all shut down over a year ago, last Christmas. Not this last Christmas, but the Christmas before. And so we're kind of in that, still that domino effect of trying to get people, film crews together
again,
and that kind of thing. It's amazing because I know my husband is even, are we going to get rid of cable? And it's like, no, that's our, no, no. Nothing's on. I know, but it will be again.
Well, so we're looking for, hopefully there'll be some better animal programming coming up at some time. But
the
right
vet
now,
with, that does the dermatology, she's on with new episodes. But.
Some of the vet shows are good.
I get just itchy watching that show.
I get bored with the vet shows, too. I mean, I love the incredible Dr. Pohl, and I think, Natasha, you like Dr. Pohl.
I do.
He's on Nat Geo Wild. He's the best old country vet. And very
I do.
Much
I like
the
his
first
realism.
Vet that I spent 10, 11 years working for, who, you know, and that's my kind of veterinary medicine.
Mm-hmm.
It's gotten way too sophisticated, way too fancy. Way too expensive. And of course, the whole veterinary community is messed up now related to COVID and all of that. Bless their hearts. Good luck getting an appointment or getting in.
Mm-hmm.
We just got to be patient and have empathy for them because they're just totally stressed and overworked. And anyway, it's an issue right now. Anyway, I love the Dr. Pohl. My favorite vet show, of course, is Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think that's the greatest vet show on the
ages.
Planet. Oh,
yeah.
I miss him so much. But hopefully he'll be coming back. And, of course, we haven't had any My Cat from Hell in Jackson Galaxy. I don't know that he's ever coming back for shows on Animal World, but I sure miss him, too. I mean, those were such great
shows.
Well,
and a lot of people went on to Discovery Plus and you know, a lot of streaming shows. So there's a lot of shows that used to be on normal TV that are now streamed.
Okay.
So,
of
I
course,
don't know.
That's above my pay grade. So, all right. And I just want to remind everybody that we have a war going on in the planet, and not a lot of press coverage on what's going on with the animals. But there's major animal stuff going on in Ukraine. I mean, they've had to clear out shelters and zoos, there's. If you watch, you know, some of the postings, and if you search around, and I've just seen some incredibly sad footage. If you're having trouble empathizing with all of this, open your heart and think about the animals and the incredible pain and suffering that's going on. And, it's just unfathomable to me to have to drop everything and flee for your lives or fight for your lives. And then, of course, it comes to leaving your animal friends. And I saw the most sad video. And it was a man, his backpack and all his stuff on his back. And he was sitting in the middle of the street with a big, overweight, yellow lab. and kissing him and hugging him. Mm-hmm. And the story was he was trying to walk for their freedom, and the dog couldn't go. He couldn't make the walk, and so he was saying goodbye. They had to take him back home and leave him. God, how could you do that? I couldn't do that. I wouldn't. I couldn't. But then I posted, oh my gosh, the balance to this. And the wonderful thing is, go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. It's a couple of girls. And there's the most wonderful post. And this gal. Boy, I'm channeling somebody here. There's this gal, a rescuer. And she decided they had to get out. She had a shelter. But she wasn't leaving without the animals. And by God, she's got all the dogs with her. She's got a tortoise and a rabbit. She's got all the spider. And by God, she got them all out. And they all walked and they all made it. So, you know, and the post, of course, was, oh, you're leaving and you're moving and you don't want to bother with your animals or you're doing this. Well, look at this. Mm-hmm. Anything is possible. But that gave me hope because she got all herself. She got them all. She moved them all. And it's a miracle. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of miraculous work going on. But you also got to be careful because that brings out all the not so high energy folks that are going to want to take advantage and steal the money that's being donated. Mm-hmm. Eileen researched it for Help Animals India, and she's given us a wonderful link. If you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. It's the first listing. It is a safe website to donate to for the Ukraine animals. And then one of my favorite animal is the Animal Rescue Site. That is the one, you know, they'll send you reminder emails and you go there and you just click on stuff. And they donate, sponsors donate kibble and food, you know, to shelters and stuff. And so I first started, it's called Free Kibble. And then there, but it's all done through Greater Good and the AnimalRescueSite.com. And then you can click on different things to support stuff. But gazillions of pounds of food have been donated and all that. It's a great site. Anyway, the AnimalRescueSite.com, they've got a link to safe donations for Ukraine as well. So you could go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World or MarthaNorwalk.com, click on current events. You can use that link to donate, or you can go to the AnimalRescueSite.com through Greater Good, and you can donate through them because those two ways are safe. You know your money will actually go to help the animals, but that's a good thing if you want to donate. But my gosh, you know, pray for the people, but pray for the animals too. And they've got to be processing so much stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know this is an old picture that's out there, but how the cats that had to be left behind, they're finding the soldiers and sitting with the soldiers. I saw a bunch.
I have that. That's the second good post I have up there, and that's a story of how the stray dogs are supporting the Ukrainian military and the soldiers. And there's a wonderful little video about, you know, stray little puppies, you know, that they and all these stray dogs, they move in with the soldiers and then they protect them. They alert them to what's coming on, and the soldiers love them and feed them. And it is a cooperative situation. But so the stray dogs of Ukraine are actually now military dogs and hanging with the troops and protecting them. So how cool is that?
Yeah, I pray for love and I pray for peace and I pray for the bigger picture to happen and the egos to be put aside.
Now, I don't know, have you looked at the bigger picture here? Can you look at the bigger picture? I mean, are you seeing this drag on forever and ever? Do you see an end to? Do you have anything you can tell us?
Right now, there's a lot of human interaction that is not foreseen in the bigger picture. You know, it's a lot of human decision-making. So it's an interesting prospect to weave into intuitively because of the fact that there's a lot of...
Well, because nothing's decided right now,
nothing's
probably.
Decided.
And you only read as the energy is right now. And so basically what you're getting is that people are thinking and maybe
there's a lot of...
And
there's major decisions. Do we want to have a war here?
Yeah. On both sides?
On both sides. I mean...
Okay, that's a good sign.
No. But I mean in the sense of, you know, like I know that a lot of countries want to support Ukraine, but they're deciding, do we want a war here?
That's a big dilemma, isn't it? When if you watch this coverage, is anybody else like me? And I'm thinking, how can we let this continue?
I mean, it's bigger.
But it is a bigger picture.
And if you look at how people walked into World War I and World War II, that they really, it wasn't a jump in.
I didn't know. Did you know we got into World War I by accident?
Yeah. It's not something that you jump in with both feet right away. You have to think your way into it.
Yeah, but World War I started by accident.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because somebody did an oops, and the other side didn't know it was an oops, and all of that. Well, then I read. I guess I wasn't paying enough attention in school, or they didn't teach us this. But you know, when Kennedy was president, there was so much stuff mm-hmm. going on. Well, he was aware of how World War I started and that it was an accident.
Yep.
So apparently, what he did when he became president is that he made it known that anything that happened militarily on this planet by us, anything, teeny tiny or great big, that he was to be the first one to know. He was to be let mm-hmm. known what was going on. And apparently during his presidency, something happened. We did an oops and a plane or something went through an airspace, went where it wasn't supposed to go. And because of the rules he had put in place with his administration, apparently he was let known what had just happened immediately after it happened. So he was able to pick up the phone and say, oops, mm-hmm. we messed up. That wasn't, we didn't mean it. Never mind. Mm-hmm. And a crisis was avoided because mm-hmm. of that. But I didn't know any of that until I was reading mm-hmm. all this stuff that was coming out. So I'm just amazed at, I'm amazed at two things. I'm amazed that there are so many that are not seeing the bigger picture right now and don't know what an incredibly amazing job our president and administration are doing right now. What Biden and Blinken have done in terms of bringing NATO together, keeping it together, strengthening it, and getting everybody coordinated is nothing short of extraordinary. Mm-hmm. And I don't think everybody is realizing that. And if you see if you watch what's going on, who Biden's talking to, like the big meeting with China and all of that. And then if you hear what happens after those meetings and what Psaki, the press secretary, has to say, if you'll notice, there's no name calling. There's no shaming. There's no, you have to do this. You need to be with, you better not send anything over there or we'll make, okay. When it's all said and done, the talk is, and what the president, it is their choice. They have to decide how they want to go down in the history books. So they're letting it known what Biden wants and what they'd like to see. But he's not telling anybody they have to or forcing or threatening or name-calling or shaming. He's leaving it up. And therefore, those discussions are going on. And the allies in the West have all stayed together and are getting stronger and stronger. So I think we have some pretty incredible things going on mm-hmm. right now. But we need to realize how great it really is. And that if we end up in a war here, at least, or in a, you know, at least they're really talking and really mm-hmm. everybody's making the decision. It isn't one person or one country. So I think we're doing as good a job as we can at this point. And I'm pleased to hear what you're saying, Natasha, that the talks are going on. And mm-hmm. yeah, I guess we haven't done any advertising. Should we just put them all together and do everything at once? Let's do that. So anyway, let's pray.
There's
love,
a little bit more,
light.
With the land and everything like that, but we got to do advertising so we can continue this.
Yeah. All right. So, we're going to throw
the Godfather the ads has together. Spoken, so I got to listen.
Well, the Godfather has just written us off. So, but we'll get everything caught up here and come back. And by the way, phone lines are open. So if you've got behavior training or healing questions or something about animals for me or questions for Natasha or want a personal reading with Natasha, give us a call, 425-373-5527. I've got a case that I want to ask you about. And, of course, we've got these emails from last week we haven't gotten to and current events. So we got a lot of stuff going on, but we'd love to chat with you. 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Conversation you won't find on the rest of the dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all. Martha Norwalk here, and boy, we're winding down the second hour of this edition of Animal World already. Let's see, we heard from all kinds of our advertisers, newprosupplements.com, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Diane's been getting it on Amazon. I get it up at Bridges and the place in Kirkland, Pets Forever. So lots of places to pick up the NewPro stuff. Let's see, verticalenergyworldwide.com. That's where you'll find Linda Rasmussen, our best practitioner and energy codes gal. Now, she's on vacation in Egypt right now, so you can't take advantage of her giving away a free consultation, but she's still doing that. You just got to wait till she gets back to be able to see her for a free session. And once we get to the end of the month, she'll be back and you can give her a call or text her. Say you want a free session, 206-841-1992. And of course, you do something wonderful for animals, the planet, or people. We'd love to have you join our Animal World family of advertising. And if you need help with your dog friends, behavior training, and so forth, I do a free telephone evaluation. So you can call me free if you want to advertise. You can call me if you want help with your dogs, 360-217-7258. And, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is back at work and would love to see you and do some sound healing for you, or acupuncture, acutonics. I think it's way more powerful than acupressure. She does both, of course, and specializes in the acutonics. And gentle chiropractic. And all you got to do is give her a call, 206-706-2836. And check it out, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. She just posted a video, she told me. I forgot about it until today, and I just remembered. And I'll have to go watch it myself. All righty then. Let's see. We are going to get back to the phones, but we were talking off the air, and I'm just going to tell you, and finishing up with, talking about war and stuff. Again, let's lighten it up and think love and light and all of that good stuff and send help for the animals. But also know that, you know, when Natasha was talking, everybody's talking, it didn't mean just the powers that be are talking. Everybody's talking. And with this world of technology, you know, you can't hide so much stuff anymore. And we talked about the Russian people not being told the truth, but stuff is filtering in. And if you didn't see, because no one here in the studio had seen it, if you didn't see what the video that Arnold Schwarzenegger did this last week, you really need to watch that. He's very well respected over there and has a huge millions of followers. And it's a 9-minute clip, and boy, is it good. Talking to the people mm-hmm. of Russia and all of that and telling the truth. And the interesting thing was they've tried to shut down communications.
Yes.
All this stuff like Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and all that kind of stuff. But apparently Arnold is in a system that's relatively new, but he's got like millions, 5 million followers or something. And he sent it out on that channel. And whatever that service is, hasn't been shut down in Russia. So his video is getting to all kinds of people there. And it's really powerful. If you haven't seen it, you ought to see it. So there's a lot of good stuff happening with communication and world getting around. And I think a lot of this is energetically. We are on the upscale. We're moving mm-hmm. up consciously. And we have no choice. We've got to evolve and move forward. We aren't going backwards.
It's
only going to be temporary and it's only to clear and purge. So, mm-hmm. Get on board and let's evolve our consciousness and become more loving.
Yes, because that land
love
has been in trife and trials and war for
hundreds of years,
thousands of years,
yeah, forever.
And so with that the only way to heal sometimes is to start that process and then start working your way through it in a different way.
Yeah, and that's going on this time. This time mm-hmm. it is being,
I pray
happening.
For that. Pray for that.
It seems, and Natasha says both sides are thinking and talking about, you know, and who wants to do. So just think, send positive energy.
That's all you can do. That something wakes up in the leader of Russia, and I'm not saying names just because I'm not gonna
own it.
But the leaders of Russia, I'm hoping that there's some spark of their soul that can say this is not right.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So let's put that aside and let's how about we just jump right into the litter box? Sounds good to me. Hey, let's welcome Sue and Bothell. You're live with me and Natasha. Hey,
Hello.
Sue.
Hi, how's everybody?
Doing good.
We're doing okay. We're a little wired with the astrological energy going on right now. How are you, Sue?
I'm good.
And you got something going on with your kitty and litter box stuff, huh?
Yeah, and the last time I talked to you guys was last summer when my kitty Willie passed away.
Oh, yes.
And then I had my resident cat, Jody Joy. She's black and white. Tabby, basically, and she didn't want another cat at that time, but since it's been 8 months, I went ahead and got another cat, and I've had her 2 weeks.
Okay, now tell us about the new one. What's her name?
Her name's Zoe.
Zoe, and what kind of kitty is she? What color and stuff?
She's a black and gray tabby with a kinked tail.
Okay, tabby, kinked tail. And how old do we think she is?
Zoe's 8.5.
8.5.
And Jody Joy's 9.5.
So 9.5, and she's a female?
They're both females.
Okay, and apparently you've not been listening to Aunt Martha. Okay. Multiple animal households, you know, the more animals, the more challenging. When you have a dog, you're going to get another dog. The general rule, remember there are always exceptions that prove the rules. But the general rules, you got a dog, you're getting another one, smaller, younger, opposite sex. With cats, well, and I guess you have been listening to Aunt Martha, but with cats, it's the opposite. It's same sex is better. But the idea for
what I did.
Yeah, for most, and so that was a good thing. But the ideal situation, if you know going into it, you don't have cats, and you want to have multiple cat households. Generally speaking, the most congenial groups are neutered males. But that's because, genetically, they're kind of coded for that. In the wild cat world, cats aren't like pack animals like dogs are, and most live solitary lives. But with all of the wild cats, it is retired males, adolescent males, older males that will blend together. So a group of neutered males just tends to get along better, and they can be very good friends. Females usually they can get along okay, but generally don't bond as strong as the boys do. Now there are exceptions to that, but they more tolerate each other than bond strong as a general rule. So you got a year younger and same sex. So are Jody Joy and Zoe, are they doing okay together? You said you just had Zoe for about a week now, did you say?
Two weeks.
So
Zoe is growling at Jody Joy. Jody Joy is doing okay. Zoe's not doing as good. Mm-hmm. And Zoe's the one that's eliminating right outside the box. I've got multiple boxes, three of them, and I have two kinds of litters. One is corn, one is clay. And Zoe's kind of wanting to ambush Jody Joy at the litter box, but I think it's Zoe that's having the problem, and I wanted to know, does she not like the litter, the box, and what else is bothering her? How can I help make it better for her?
it's called the new normal right now. It's called the new normal in the sense of you got two cats that have they're getting to know each other, you know, and it's going to take a little bit of time. And when an animal doesn't feel safe, that's usually when they say, this is not where I feel safe. And that's basically, so I would not, it's not about the litter. It's not about
okay.
that kind of thing that I feel. I think it's more, what I'm getting is that it's more the interaction of them learning how to be with each other.
So what exactly is going on, Sue?
When Zoe's fine as long as she doesn't get too close to Jody Joy. But if she does, she growls. And then at the litter box, if Jody Joy's in the litter box, Zoe comes up like she wants to chase her or stalk.
Okay. So, the growling from Zoe would indicate that she doesn't feel comfortable. And now in terms of cat communication, often what will happen is that you have one cat, it's not comfortable, the other cat starts to come around, and you'll get the hiss, psst, and the hiss means, don't come any closer, stay out of my space, okay? And so the fact that we're not getting the hiss, we're getting the growl, to me says that's a little step up a little bit.
Yeah. It's not a negative thing.
I want to ask, and maybe you can see if you see this, Sue. Wherever you adopted Zoe from, had she been tried with other kitties and socialized with other cats, and was she getting along with other cats at the shelter or the rescue wherever you got her?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's basically,
at least as far as they could tell.
Well, and what I'm getting is that, she's the new kid on the block. Everybody else is comfortable. Everybody else has a bed. Everybody else has, their food dish. Everybody knows the routine. She doesn't know.
Yeah, and so they can be staking territory and that sort of thing. Now, but the growling indicates she's not comfortable with her around. And the fact when she goes to the Jody Joy in the litter box, well, that can be because one reason can be because when you're peeing or pooping in the box,
you're vulnerable.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's a good time if you get the upper hand over somebody and we can pounce them in the box. Okay, and that can be at the root of some using the litter box problems.
Yep.
That's usually what's going on in that. And Natasha, you seem, are you confirming?
Yes.
Are you feeling that energy there?
Yeah.
Now, that's one reason why you have the rule, Sue, when it comes to number of cat boxes. And the rule is one box per cat plus one.
And that's what
she's got. So you should have three boxes. So if you got three boxes.
She's got three boxes. She said she had three boxes.
Now, are they in the same area together? Are they in the same area?
Or
are they in
different?
Okay,
they're all in different rooms.
Okay.
So this is about that you have Zoe's likes to be a little bit more of a dominant female. I feel like she's like either like she was born like in the spring, so she might be like a Taurus. So she's kind of bullish about things, and it's not that it's wrong. It's just them figuring out their routine. I feel like that.
So you think time will
time?
Will, this
I'm hearing three. I'm here. There's that three again. So three, like, and I'm hearing month.
3 months.
So maybe? Probably maybe 3 months that, or three. You're at 2 weeks. So you're still
right.
In the new. So whenever you're thinking about them, see them getting along, see them breathing, see them. If she attacks her in the litter box, just say that's it's that unkind.
Yeah, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
Be gentle with your sister. Use gentle friends.
Yeah.
Power in numbers. You got a good sales pitch. You can, tell. Remember, you two, if you guys become friends, you're way more powerful, the two of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Together.
And keeping that language will help. And then, see them, I don't want to say laying together, but on the couch together. One on one end, one on the other, one in the third, the middle cushion, one at the end cushion. Picture them laying together. Picture them being safe. Picture, if you can, in the litter box, picture like even a wall around the litter box so whoever's in it is safe and whoever's out can't see who's in the litter box. So you're metaphorically putting a wall up of energy around the litter box so that there is a safety situation in there. Do you have one box that is covered?
No.
Okay. Because I'm wondering if there's one box that's covered, that that might help, just so that the only time they have to worry about being sabotaged is coming out, not necessarily in, you know, so they can have a peaceful moment in. I don't know. It's just something that it was a flyby that I got. So it's an idea.
All right. Now, I've got a couple of things. So one thing that could be real helpful is go to Jackson Galaxy's website, jacksongalaxy.com, his holistic solutions, which are flower essences. And he's got a ultimate peacemaker. And the three solutions that you can use can really help build a friendship and a relationship. There's also an anti-anxiety safe space for cats. Mm-hmm. That would be a good one for Zoe. Mm-hmm. But if you go on his website, jacksongalaxy.com, look at the holistic solutions, because there may be some there that would you want to pick up to use.
Okay.
Now, did you have the comment on that you're saving money using animal bedding for cat litter pans? Was that somebody else? Okay.
Somebody else.
All right, so I'll address that later when we come back. All righty, so basically at this point, keep up the multiple boxes.
And you will be able to eliminate at least one coming up soon.
Get more comfortable
with the new normal. And giving Zoe her place, you know, that she knows, you know, the cat tree or whatever.
She's got the whole office with cat trees and beds and
And you have the door open, right?
Yep, and she spends a lot of time in there.
Good, 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 good. Give her time. Give her time.
Okay.
Her world has been rocked in the last year.
Now, Diane, are out of time. Do you want to hold on and we'll talk to you more after the top of the hour, or can we let you go at this point?
Question is, she seems to be limping a little
okay.
bit.
All right. Well, so can you hold on?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Let's put Sue online. We'll talk about the limping and all of that. Maybe Natasha can tune in. Nothing now, because we're over time.
Yeah.
All right.
We got
so
we
are switching Thank gears you. Here. We're going to get on the love train one more time. And Diane's doctor says it's good for you to get up and dance. That's why dancing is required. This is our exercise. And we get to spread the love and light all over the planet. I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And of course, we're sending love, light, and peace to Russia, Ukraine, and all of that area. NATO, the whole business, send it to everybody and let's spread that love and light all over the place. And here we go for energization. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination. Our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Om. Peace. Amen. Woohoo. We are ready to go. Stay right where you are. Love train coming up. And Animal World continues until noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.